This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's take it on down to Grand Isle, where we go each and every week. We talk to our buddy Daryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Good morning, Daryl. We're going to be down there on Wednesday for the reef construction and dedication. Todd Graves, Raising Cane's, coming up with $100,000 to help build and install this artificial reef. And I believe the name of the place is El Cid. And I think you and I fished there before. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, Don. Probably one of the most memorable trips that you'll remember we had there is where we had cast out a bunch of live pogies. And, in fact, Rad Thrasher and them were fishing the boat in front of us and wasn't catching anything. We sat there, had our quick little limit, and then gave them the pogies we had left. And the story I heard later was that was the bait of the day because they ended up with a limit of trout also right after we left. You'll probably remember that trip.
Oh, I remember it very well. That was a great day we had out there, and I think this reef is only going to help that situation out there. And I believe you're involved in this in some kind of way. Are they coming to launch their boats by you or something?
Not that I'm aware of. Todd used to be one of my best customers, but he's kind of gotten into that philanthropy work, and I hadn't seen him in a while. But I mean, heck, they're more than welcome to. That's for sure. Cid's going to be a great reef. I like the way they're doing that. You know, because now what they're doing, it seems like their last couple of reefs, what they've done is they've looked for natural features that just aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. And they're putting them on those natural features, which is really attracting fish, like that Independence Island reef. It's the most productive reef probably they've ever put down. And Cid's going to be the same way. The only problem with Cid is Cid being right on that waterway. I've heard your show this morning is there's probably some of the most aggressive dolphins I've ever seen hanging out around Cid, and it's gonna be a real issue. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. Are you in Grand Isle? Are the fishermen having the same issues with just tons and tons of these small, undersized fish that have to be released, and a lot of them being sacrificed either due to mishandling or the predators? There's the sharks, the pelicans, and the dolphins gobbling them up.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a broken record. In fact, that was part of my testimony during the trout regulations. Is, you know, they should have gone more basin specific with this. L.A. Creole has the ability to do it. They just didn't want to. As soon as they bumped it up to 13, everybody on Grand Isle had the same concern. And, you know, we saw it before the regulation change. Our predator rate is so high down here that, you know, there's very few of those 12-inch fish that are making it whenever, you know, those 12, 13-inch fish, whenever you throw them back, very, very few are surviving. And, it's a problem. And in the last 3 weeks, the sharks have shown up. So, you know, now we got them coming from both directions.
Well, at least the good news is there's fish out there to be caught. At least you're catching them. Now, whether you're releasing them or putting them back on the ice, that's another matter there.
Well, Don, you know, this past week has been a little bit of a challenge because of the different weather scenarios we had going on. But the good thing is as long as it's got enough north in it or enough south in it, we're able to accommodate because of the way the island is. So this past week, most of our fishing has been out on the front, which has been really good. And, you know, the 12-inch thing hasn't been that big of a problem, or the 13-inch limit hadn't been that big of a problem, because what we found yesterday, our water temperature topped out at 93 degrees. I mean, it was as hot as a sun, you know, as a hot tub. So those fish are trying to go deep on us, especially the trout. They're trying to go deep. So, you know, we've been catching our fish on the beach, but out in the second and third trough to where they're in 8 to 10 feet of water. We're still having to deal with the sharks tremendously. Of course, the dolphins are just everywhere. But they've been good fish. It's just whether or not you can lay down enough cover fire, so to speak, you know, throwing weights and everything else at the predators to get them to the boat before they eat them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to take some thought to try to overcome that particular problem, but I know it's extremely bad in a lot of areas. Darryl, talk about that hot water. I was fishing last weekend. We fished out of Sipramore Point, 60 miles out. It was 91 degrees at Gulf water temperature. The fish are almost parboiled when you bring them up. So best tip of the day is fish deep, man, because those fish got to find that comfort zone somewhat anyway.
Yeah, well, like I said, Don, the fish that we've been catching, you know, and this week whenever we went out there hunting for those trout, we found that every one of them, I mean, probably the shallowest we caught anything was 6.5 feet, but most of them have been 8 feet or deeper, 8 to 10 feet. And, of course, the live bait's a challenge right now. Trying to keep it alive in 93-degree water, your shrimp are balling in the live well. So even yesterday, we ran some shrimp trips yesterday, and I noticed that, you know, once we pulled the bag up and dumped the bag in the picking box, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. It wasn't like those shrimp were jumping around everywhere. It's so hot that you do anything that breaks their normal routine and you're pretty much killing them. So, you know, it's just a challenge. Right now you got to fish a lot of plastic, which is no problem. If you put some confidence in plastic and spend some time with it and learn it, plastic out catches live probably 60-70% of the time. And you're talking, like I said, that's coming from somebody that sells live bait. So, I mean, you know, it's just putting the time in and getting confident with it.
Somebody wants to put time in with you, give them the telephone number.
225-937-6288.
And realscreamers.com is the website. Thanks for the report, Darryl.
Yes,
y'all have
sir.
A great day. Enjoy this little north wind while we got it.
Well, it kind of messed me up this morning. It's blowing a little harder than it was supposed to, but we're about to go try it.
Give it a shot.